Rosh Hashanah brought lo avodim avasena b'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, that's when in Mitzrayim the Yidden stop working. The Rashi says, "Bot la avodim avasenu shisha chadosh mitnei gulosam posak hashibud." 6 months before they went out freed, they started stop working. So in other words, they went out free in Nisan, so they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. The Nisan nigalu, but on Nisan they went out of Mitzrayim. The Tishrei asibu nigoyim, and Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come in Tishrei. This is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua says no, that the Nisan nigoyim, the world was created in Nisan. And the Nisan, no, the others were created, were born on Nisan. The Nisan, Mace, the others, they were Mace also in Nisan. The Pesach, Mel of Yitzchak, that they both made it to. And Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Rosh Hashanah, Nifka, the soul of Rosh Hashanah. The rest of them asked him to this. Because Rosh remembered them and gave them the schus to be able to come pregnant. Rosh Hashanah, Yotzah, Yosef, the Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, Yosef went free from the Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, Botla, Avredim, Avasainu, B'mitzroim, also. 6 months before they went out, so on Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, that's when the Yidden stopped working in Mitzrayim. And the Nisan Nigalu, and the Nisan they went out of Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Nisan Asidim Ligoyal, and Mitzvah Shemashiach will also come, the Gula Shleimah will come also in Nisan. Moses Tanya, Rabbi Lezer holds his shittur is that Rabbi Lezer we had before holds that the world was created on Tishrei. Now the Bryce says Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Leimah. Minayin Shabbat Tishrei Nivraelim. How do I know this? That in Tishrei the world was created. Shenem what the Pesach says in Bereshis. Vayomer Elokim Tad Sheyoretz Desha Eisev Mazriya Zera Eitz Peri. That the Kosh Baruch Hu told now by the Bria Salem the whole world should be covered up with grass and there should be a tree Eitz Peri. The tree itself was full of fruits. So Reb Lezer holds like this. Eizel Chodesh, which month of the year Sheyoretz Moitziya Dishoyim, that the ground is like full of grass, the Elon Mole Paris, and the tree are full of fruits. Have Yom Ezeh Tishrei. That's at the end of the season, the end of the summer, Tishrei, that's when the trees are full of fruits, that's when the earth is Neschas, like Rashi says, to Teschasot L'Stabash P'lishoyim. The ground is already fully grown, full of grass. So that's in Tishrei. The Yosei Perik, that time of the year, is Zman Reviya. It's a Zman when you need Geshem, you need rain. Tishrei, that's the time when the rain season starts. And therefore, v'yorda g'shamim v'tzimchay. Therefore, at that time, right away after Bria Salem, it started to rain, and things started to grow. Shenema, the Pesach says, v'eid yalim in oretz. And like the cloud came up from the oretz. And from that came down water and was mashke the oretz. This is like a proof that the Bria Salem took place on Tishrei. Rashi says, v'yos, for Ryan Ladova Shabbat Tishrei Nivrelim, this is a proof that the world was created in Tishrei, Shreel Gishom Hoyatrich and Lid Gishomim. For Tishrei Zman Revihi. And Tishrei, that's the Zman of having, to have Geshem. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Raimer, he dashed in the same psukim, a little bit different. Me nine, how do I know Shabbat Nisan Nivrelim, that the world was created in Nisan? Shenema, the Pesach says, Desha, Zera, the Pri. When it says what the ground usually did, it says Vatoitzayoritz, the ground brought forth. So Rashi says Vloiksiv Atatshayoritz, doesn't say it was already full of grass, it says Vatoitzayoritz, it started to grow now. By Bria Salem, that was the time when things started to grow. Nor the Pesach says the Eitz Oisepri, Rashi, Vloi Eitz Pri Gomer, doesn't say that the trees had fruits already. It was a man now when started to give more fruit. So Rabbi Yeshua holds Eizel Chodesh, which month Sheoretz Malaya Deshoyim, that the ground is starting to come full of grass, Vila and Moitzi Peris, and the trees start to give off their fruits. Haviyom Ezeh Nisan. This is Nisan. Now the Yosef Peres, the proof of this is at this time of Nisan, that is the man Behema V'Chayiv Yosef Shemizdavgin Zeis Ozeh. This is the time when the animals will come together, become pregnant. And arrive on this, as the Pesach in Tehillim says, we had before, Shenemar, Rav Shukor Matzayim. And like the Bach says, this Pesach is talking about Bria Salem. You see, Bria Salem, that was the time when the animals get together, become pregnant. And we know animals become pregnant in Nisan. There's a proof to Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created first in Nisan. For the more vidach nam yaksiv eight oisafri, was your blessed do? I, the apostolic says that the trees first gave off like the beginning of fruits. So it wasn't Tishrei, it was Nisan. Now the more who the brocha l'deros who this is. The apostolic means to say, I'm giving you brocha nal l'deros for future generations also, kisayd that the trees will give off fruits. But right now, by Bria Sam Lebelezahold, the world was created on Tishrei. And all the fruits were finished already on the tree. Just there was a bracha that the next year, there again you'll have fruits. So the Mavida, according to Rabbi Yeshua Tshiver, Nami Yoksiv Eitz Pri, Pasuk also says Eitz Pri, and tomorrow, who could Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi? That goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. So Eitz Pri, it's mashma that the fruits were already finished already on the tree, so it can't be Nisan had to be a Tishrei. So Mavida says, no, that goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. The other Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, called Ma'isa Bracious, what was created the first day on the Bria Salem, it was created finished. In other words, it was created Trashi. The Kamos Nivrum is created the right height. Fahainu eight pri, that was the means eight pri, royal hoya litum pri miyad. The tree, it was able to give fruits right away. And the daitum sh'elam im chfeitzim libonus remuhein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, do you want to be created? And they said yes. So B'Shaz Bria Sedem was all created, like finished already, and B'Tzivyon Zashi B'Tam, Echad V'Echad B'Tfus Kol Echad. Each pavement like has its own taste, and each one has its own form. One doesn't taste, one doesn't have the same form as the other one. So everything was created, finished. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Yechulu HaShemayim V'Ot V'Chol Tzivom. Al Tikri Tzivom El Tzivyonim. That everything was created, finished. So the kids, this is the machlokes for Blazer and Yad Yeshua, if the world was first created in Tishrei, or the world was first created during Nisan. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph. Tanya, a few lines down. Five lines down. Tanya, Blazer, Vaymer. Minayin Shebet Tishrei Nivroilim. This is Rabbi Blazer Shito. That he holds the world was created on Tishrei. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim, Tadsha Yoretz Desha, the earth should give off like a lot of grass. Esav Mazriya, there a lot of grass should be with seeds there. And eighth pri. The tree should have a pri. So we dash in like this. Ezel Chodesh, which month is it? Sheoretz Moitzia Deshoyim, that the earth, like it's full of grass. V'ilon Moli Peris, and the tree is also full of fruit. When is it already full of fruit? Have yom azet Tishrei. That's the end of the summer Tishrei. That's the time when the tree is full of fruits. V'yosei aperik, and that time of the year is man revia hoysam. That was the time of the year when you need rain. At the end of Tishrei, that's the rainy season, and that's why right away, right after Bria fell, the pasuk says v'yerod geshamim v'timchu, and then the pasuk, but right away geshem rain came down, the timchu started to grow. Shenema, the pasuk says. That the cloud went up and it came down to rain. Sastra Blezes Raya, that when the world was created, it was Tishrei time. That was a time when the fruits were already fully grown and needed rain. We had Yeshua, and Yeshua Shita is no. That Minayin Shebenisin Nivroilim. If Yeshua holds no, the world was created in Nisan. How do they know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, same Pasuk in Bracious. Another Pasuk. Ba'atayitza Yoret Desha. The earth gave forth grass, Esa Mazriya Zeret had seeds in it, V'eitz, but the tree, Oise Pri. It doesn't say it was finished already, it just said the tree started to like make fruits. So it says like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Ezel Chodesh, which month is it? She'oretz Malaya Deshoyim. True, the ground is full of grass. In other words, or else, the Bach says, She'oretz Moitzia Deshoyim. This is the time now that the ground is starting to give off its grass. V'ilon Moitzi Peris. And this is the time when the trees start to give off its peris. Heviyayim is a Nisan. I'll tell you, this is Nisan. Nisan is the time when the trees start to give off its fruits. So that's that's the way it was by Bria Salem. V'yayisei aperik, and that time of the year, Nisan time, Zeman behem of v'chayi v'yayif, shem izdavgin zeyat ozeh. That's the time of the year when the chayi v'yayif, they live together. That the animals come together to become pregnant. So that happens Nisan time. Now bring your proof that the Bria Salem also took place in Nisan, because the Pasuk Natilim, Shenem, the Pasuk says, Love Shu Kara Matzoin. Now that's the time when the Tzoin became pregnant, and the next Psukim HaMashmit is talking about Bria Salem.
This pasuk, like the Bach says, the Bach and Dalit says, Lois Kurim, Nim Sabenas, Vegam Bria Salem Tsiv, the Tsiv Liel Minei, Mechin Horem Akoichai. So since the pasuk is now talking about the Bria Salem when Hashem created the world, and it says that time was Lov Shakur Matsoin, that was the time when the sheep was pregnant. So you see, the Bria Salem took place at a time of the year when the animals become pregnant, which is Nisan. Since the Machlekes, famous Machlekes, Reb Lezer and Yeshua, if the world was created in Tishrei, that's Reb Lezer Shita, and Reb Yeshua Shita, no, the world was created in Nisan. The Marv Idach Nami Yoksiv Eitz Oisafri, I, what does Reb Lezer do? The Pasuk says not that the trees had fruit already, it says the trees are just going to make fruit at the beginning of the season, like in Nisan time. So Gemara says, Ahu lebrach ledarasu. Now that was a bracha for next year. Now as Reb Lezer, all the world was created in Tishrei, all the fruits were grown on the tree already. Now that the Pasuk says, Eitz Oisafri, that the bracha next year also, these trees will give more fruits. I, V'idach, Reb Yeshua, Nam Yoksiv Eitz Pri, I, the Pasuk is Mashma, the fruits were finished already. Eitz Pri, the tree, had fully grown all its fruits. Mashma was Tishrei time. So Gemara says, no, who could Reb Yeshua ben Levi? The Reb Yeshua ben Levi called Maisa Bracious, Lekoimos Bekoimosa Nivro. Whoever was created the first day of Bria Solom was created at full height. Ledaitam Nivro was created with its own will. Like Rashi says, they asked them, do you want to be born or not? Created, and they said yes. And Letzivyonim Nivro, they look nice. They were completely finished. Shinyam the Pasuk says, Vayichulu Hashemayim Vohoretz, Vechol Tzivom, Is Al Tikri Tzivom Esos, rather Eletzivyonim. It was completely finished. It looked nice. Each one was completely grown. So in other words, even though Taka was Nisan time, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created Nisan time, but still it was a special bracha that when the fruits were created fully. They were created fully grown, v'daitam and tzivyonim, each one looked nice. Rashi says, v'tzivyonim, Rashi says, v'tam, kol echod v'yechod, each one had its own taste. Or was first kol echod v'yechod, the Bach says. Whereas every fruit tastes different, no two fruit taste alike, and no two fruit look alike. Everyone has its own defus, they look differently. That's the way it was created. Now the Gemara says, Reb Lezer, Oimer, Minayin Sheva Tishrei, no, so that's the first Machlekes. That Reb Lezer says the world was created in Tishrei, he has spoken from Atat Sheyoretz, and Yeshua says, no, the world was created in Nisan. Now, right, before Reb Lezer said, Reb Lezer, Oimer, Minayin Sheva Tishrei, no, the Ovis. How do I know to say that the Ovis, says Avraham and Yaakov, were born on Tishrei? In other words, they both told the Ovis were born at the same month the world was created. So according to Reb Lezer, the world was created in Tishrei. So Avraham and Yaakov were also created in Tishrei. How does he know that? Shenem is a pasuk in Melachim that says, "Vayakilu el haMelech Shloimoi kol ish Yisrael v'yerach ha'isonim b'chag." They put everybody together the month of ha'isonim, means of the strong people, which means like the Ovis, Avraham and Yaakov, and b'chag, we're talking about the month that has sukkahs in it, which is Tishrei. So Mashma, this is the month that the Esonim, Avraham and Yaakov were born, is in Tishrei. Yeah, Yeruch Esonim means Dichag, it means Yeruch Shalol Deboy Eson Yerlim. As your blessed Darshan, this is the month that the Esonim, the strong people of the world, the others, were born. For the Gemara, my Mashma, how do I know the high Eson, Lishno Det Kifu? How do I know that the word Eson means something strong? Like here was saying, the world was created like Beschus Avraham and Yaakov, they're the strength of the world. The Pasuk says, Eisen Moshevecha. This is the strength of your sitting. So you see, Eisen is Lashon of your strength. They have also that Bachodesh, Beyerach, Eisonim, means the month that the strong people were born, Avraham and Yaakov. The Yoyim of the Pasuk says, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem. The Horim should hear Esriv Hashem. And it says, Riv Hashem Vuheisonim Moist the Yoret. And the Eisonim, the strong people, they are the foundation of the world. Rashi says, V'yoyim, the Pasuk says, Shimu Horim, Esriv Hashem, V'yisonim, Alma Heim Eisonim, the strong people, Heim Horim, they're also the mountains. Now, V'yashkechon, we found in Nekro of Esorim, we found another place that the fathers of Avraham and Yaakov are called mountains, Shenema Medala Gelohorim, V'dileg Es HaKetz, Bishvil Horim. Now, because Baruch Hu skipped over, was coming near the Ketz, he skipped over the Ketz, Bishvil of the Yovis. So, kids, you see, Eisonim here goes on the Yovis, and therefore the Yovis, it says, with the Chodesh HaChag, is the Yerach HaEsonim B'Chag. It's the month of the Esonim in Sukkot time, which is Tishrei. Another pasuk says, "Kol doidi hines zabo medaleg alahorim makapet ala gvoyis." That means medaleg alahorim b'schus ovis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the mountains b'schus of the ovis, and makapet ala gvoyis b'schus imoyis. Skit is talking about the ovis and the imoyis, and it says the chodesh of Chag, which is Tishrei. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua holds no. That minayin, how do I know Sheb Nisin nol du ovis? As according to Yeshua Shita, the world was created in Nisin, and vice versa, the ovis also, since the schus of the ovis, the world was created, it goes in place that they should have been born in the same month that the world was created. As if to show us, the schus of the ovis, the worlds exist. So according to Yeshua, the world was created in Nisin, therefore Avraham and Yaakov was also born in Nisin. How does he know this? Shenamar Apostik says, Vayihi ba'ashmeinim shona, it was 80 years. The Arba Meya Shona, 480 years. Let's say Bnei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after the Bnei Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim. By Shona Horavis, it was the 4th year. By Chodesh Ziv, in the Chodesh of Ziv, which is Iyirhu, the Yerech Shonoldu Boy Ziyusnoi Olam. I mean, this is the month that was born. Ziyusnoi means the pleasure, the beauty of the world, which means the Ovis. So Rashi says, "Shenol the boys are used to Olam. Shenischadish ear. Kishenischadish ear. When it came Rosh Chodesh ear, know the kfar benisin." That's one shot. As even though according to Yeshua was saying the world was created in Nisan, and therefore the Yavos were also born in Nisan. So here it's Marshim ear the next month. So that's Rashi answers. The pasuk means that when it came already Rosh Chodesh ear, the Yavos were already born in Nisan. In Nami, another pshat Rashi says that Zimnin, sometimes the Nisan, the Tkufa, Nimshach, B'toch Yir, Shalavona. Sometimes the Tkufa of Nisan goes into Chodesh Yir. So really, after Tkufa from Nisan, that's when the Yavas were born. At least Avraham and Yaakov. For the Gemara, V'idach, Nam, Yoksev, V'yerach, Chaisonim, I, Tekash, according to Rabbi Yeshua. How could he say the Yavas were born in Nisan? I, the Pasuk says, V'yerach, Chaisonim, B'chag. Mashmo, the Yisonim, the Yavas were born in Tishrei. And the Gemara not be Yerach Chayfana means the strength. It doesn't mean the strength of the Yavis. Abahosam the Tkif of the Mitzvahs. It means the Chodesh of Tishrei is a very strong month that there are a lot of Mitzvahs involved there. Like Rashi says, the Toke be Mitzvahs, Shofar, Yom Kippur, V'Sukkah, Lulav, V'Arava, V'Nischamayim. This is a month that we have a lot of Mitzvahs. This is our strong month with all the Mitzvahs. That's what it means. V'Chodesh, the Yerach HaYisonim in the strong month, Bachad means Tishrei, it's called the strong month, not because the Yavas were born then. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Yavas weren't born in Tishrei, but it means it's a strong month because of all the special mitzvahs we do in Tishrei. For the Gemara though, the Yidduch, it's a Kasha Kosh Rebbelezer though, Nam Yaksiv Bachay Deziv, it says Mashma the Yisonim, the Yavas were born in Chay Deziv, the second month, Iyur. So Mashma, at least you have to say it has to do with Nisan. And Gemara, who the Yispe is the Yuel Iloni. It just means the trees look beautiful then. It doesn't mean the beautiful out the others. It means the trees look beautiful then. The Yomer of Yehuda, Yehuda said like this: Haiman did nofik b'yom Nisan. Somebody that goes out on the streets in the yom Nisan during Chodesh Nisan, the Chazi Iloni, and he sees trees. They're malav levi that are blossoming. Now the trees look beautiful in Nisan. They're starting to blossom. Is Oymud a special broker to say? And you say, Baruch Shalai Chisa Mi'alom Eklum, that Baruch Hashem didn't leave over anything from his world. Uvora boy Brias Toibus, he created nice creatures. V'ilonos Toibus, the nice trees. Lest Noyus Ben B'nayodim, that people should enjoy it. So the kids say, Chodesh Nisan, that's the time when everything looks beautiful, the trees look beautiful. So that's what it says, B'chodesh Ziv, it doesn't mean, as the Ziyuna Shalaylam, that that's the month the others were born. No, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Yavas were born in Tishrei. That's what the pasuk says, Yune here, it just means the world looks beautiful then. In Tishrei, all the trees look beautiful. Nothing more says, Man diyama v'nisa nodu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that the Yavas were born in Nisan, you should know, v'nisa mesu. He also holds they died in Nisan also. And man diyama, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the Tishrei nodu, he holds the Yavas were born in Tishrei, is v'tishrei mesu. He also says they died in Tishrei. Whereas both of them are moida that the others were born on the same month the world was created. It's only a question on which month was the world created, and also the same month they were born, they also died. How do we know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Aleihem, Ben Meyo V'yesvim Shana Lecha Yoin. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael, you should know today, my last day, I'm 120 years old today. So, Shein Tamud Leima Hayoin. The Pasuk didn't have to say the word Hayoin. Oma Tamud Leima Hayoin. How come the Pasuk says the word Hayoin? It means to say that Hayoin Molu Yomayish Noisai. Today is the day that on my birthday. Today I finished 120 years. The Lamdacha to come to teach us Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev Mamalish Noisayim Shal Tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and fulfills the years of Tzadikim. Miyoyim Liyoyim Mechodesh Lechodesh. That they die exactly like on the birthday. When the year finished, that's the day they die. So Mela, since the Ovis were born either on Tishri or else on Nisan, Markadislay, who are then they also die at the same time, either in Nisan or Tishri. Shinema, the Pasuk says, as Mispa Yemecha Male, that I'll fill the years of your life. But then the Brisa said that the Pesach know the Yitzchak. They all hold that Yitzchak Avinu was born in Pesach. We know, how do we know this he was born in Pesach? Because the Pasuk says when the Malach came to Sarah to tell Sarah you're going to have a child, it said, La Moyid Oshev Olecha, which means to say, the next Yom Tif I'll come back to you. In other words, there's a period of time between one Yom Tif and another Yom Tif, that's when you're going to have a give birth. So the Malach told Sarah, it was by one Yom Tif, and the Malach said, you're going to become pregnant right away, and when it comes the next Yom Tif, you know you're going to have a child already. So what are we talking about now? Amos Koi, on what Yom Tif were the Malachim talking to Sarah? Ilema b'Pesach, if you want to say the Malachim were talking to Sarah on Pesach, or Kom Alei Batzeres, and they said, you should know the next Yom Tov by Shavuos, that's when you're going to give birth. For the Gemara, is that true? B'chamishin yoimim mikol yoldo. Can somebody give birth after 50 days? Elo, we have to be talking about, you want to tell me maybe, the Koi Batzeres. The Malach now, we're talking about Shavuos time. Or Kom Alei, and the Malach told, sorry, you should know next Chodesh, next Yom Tov of Sukkis, Betishrei, that's when you're going to give birth. Freddy Gemara, no, Akati Bechamisha Yarchi, Mikol Yalda, there's only 5 months in between Shavuos and Sukkot. So that can't be. In 5 months, you can't give birth to a Bencho and Kayoma. El de Gemara says, Dekoi Bechag, it has to be talking about now, the Malach came to Sarah during Sukkot. O Komolo, and he told her, the Nisan, you should know the next Yom Tif, which is going to be Pesach, that's when you're going to have a child, which is 6 months later. Does Nisha give birth after 6 months? So Lachuri have to have at least 7 months. So the Marin says Tana was learned Oisa Shana that year, you should know Muberes Oisa. It was an extra month. So therefore from Sukkis until Pesach there was two Adars, therefore there were 7 months. So therefore it's good as possible to give birth after 7 months. But the Gemara says, Saif anyway, like he madle mar, yoyme tumah, when you take away the days of tumah. In other words, when the Malach came to Saras, brought down that day, she was Pirus Anida. She was Anida that day. So Kitsa, she had to wait till 7 days at least, until she becomes Tor, and Mistama then they had the Chumr also to wait Zainikiyim. So Mel Avram couldn't live with Sarah for a few days yet. So Bazoi Botrilhu, so you don't have a complete 7 months. So Vaita, how could she give birth by Pesach? There's not 7 months involved. So Mamazutra, the Mazutra says like this, Afilu Lamandiyama, Yodos Letisha and Yiladis Lamakutoyim, even according to the Mandiyama that holds, that if the wife gives birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months, you can't give birth after 8.5 months, that's called Lamakutoyim. You can't have a chopped up month, a half, you have to have complete 9 months. Of Yishno, Yodos L'Shiva, when an Isha give birth after 7 months, then Taka Yodos L'Mekotoyim. Then we could say she'll give birth L'Mekotoyim, she'll give birth even a half. Now, as long as you have 6.5 months, she could also give birth. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vayihila Tkufa Sayomim. It came Tkufa Sayomim, we darshan mi at Tkufa Shtayim, or mi at Yom Shnayim. That Tkufa means at least two, and Yom means at least two. In other words, we mayit, you don't have to have a complete 7 months. Even have a little bit of it. 6 and a little bit, Anisha could give birth after 6 and a little bit days. So therefore, it's good by Sarah. The Malach came to her right after Sukkot, and she was person need that you had to wait a little bit. But then by Pesach time, it was more than 6 months and a half. Therefore, it's possible to give birth after 6.5 months. So that's when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was born Pesach time. By the then the Braita said, Yishno Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rochel Vechana. And Rosh Hashanah was the time that Sarah, Rochel, and Chana was entered. That they were all Akoros, they couldn't give birth. And Akoros Baruch listened to them on Rosh Hashanah. For the moment, no, and how do we know this? Omri Ablazer Leza says, Asya Pkida Pkida. We learn out the word Pkida from Pkida. And Asya Schira Schira. Learn out the word Schira from Schira. Ksiv Baruchel, it says by Rochel, by Yiskor Lakim es Rochel. Akoros Baruch remembered Rochel. Oksiv Bechana, it also says by Chana, by Yiskirei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Chana. So we're learning out now Chana from Rochel. Now the Asya, Schira, Schira, Rosh Hashanah. It also says the word Schira by Rosh Hashanah. That teaches that both Chana and Rochel both remembered on Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says by Rosh Hashanah, Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. So Mele Rosh Hashanah is called the Zichroin Trua. And it says the word by Yiskor, by Rochel, and by Chana. That's how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them on Rosh Hashanah. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their din, that this year now they'll be able to come pregnant. Then Vayta Pkida Pkida, we learn out the word Pkida from Pkida. Ksiv B'chana says by Chana, Ki Pokad Hashem as Chana. Hashem remembered Chana. Or Ksiv B'Sorah also says by Sora of Hashem Pokad HaSorah. So maybe we learn out Sora from Chana, and Chana we know already it says Chiru by Chana, and it says Chiru by Rosh Hashanah. So we know Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, who Adin Sora was also remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Right, and then it says, Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef Beit Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, that's the month that Yosef left the Beit Asurim. We know, and how do we know this? Yosef, the Pasuk says, Tikul Bachodesh Shofar. Blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Yoim Chagenu, Ki Chayk Li Yisrael Hu, the end of the Pasuk says,